Hi, this is Michael Felgate. If you missed Racing Pulse, stay tuned now because here are some of the highlights.
Alligator Blood lets down now. Catalyst is sticking with him, and they were followed by Chenia. Alligator Blood at the 200 metres, about a neck in front. Catalyst on the outside is sticking with him. Alligator Blood at the 100. Catalyst digs in. They're stride for stride. Alligator Blood and Catalyst. Alligator Blood just in front and just won. Alligator Blood has beaten Catalyst. Bring on the guineas. Chenia third.
Oh, bring on the guineas indeed. And hopefully the All-Star Mile as well. It was a great battle up the straight. Head and head, as Matty Hill called it. And Alligator Blood, he does not know how to let any other horse past him. Taking his record now to 10 starts for 9 wins. And that short half head second in the guineas behind Super Seth. He is a winner. And so is his jockey, Ryan Maloney, who joins us on Racing Pulse this morning. Congratulations, Ryan, on another epic performance on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Couldn't have gone a script any better, to be honest. It's probably my highlight of my career, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say, it was only a Group 3, but the build-up, the pressure, the intensity, and the way the race panned out, how did you rate that, the number one moment you've had?
Yeah, like you said, just the build-up. Obviously, Catalyst. It's probably a little bit hard to get a form, like a guide on the form line to what he's been beating in New Zealand. But just in the manner he'd been doing it, and the times he'd been running, anybody could tell you that he's a serious horse. And I knew it was going to be a really good challenge for him. And it certainly turned out like that.
Did you expect to see him sitting right on your outside with J-Mac eyeballing you?
Just going through his replays, he can be a bit tardy away, but there's basically no pressure after the Sydney horse come out. If anything, I thought maybe Dallasam might have pushed up, but once I went 100 metres, I turned to James McDonald and I said, "We've got ourselves a match race."
And, you actually said that?
Yeah. Little did we know that's how it certainly turned out.
Did J-Mac respond?
Oh, he half laughed, I think, yeah.
What was your feeling coming into the straight? Because watching the race, to the naked eye, it looked like Catalyst was going better.
Yeah, he sort of put the... To be honest, I thought we went like a steady enough tempo, but there's one thing about my bloke, he can run time and just feel like he's doing it so easily. And then watching the replay and the times he was running, I was going, geez, he didn't even feel like he was going that quick. But the times they ran, and James sort of, he put it to me sort of just before the corner. And to be honest, at the 200, I thought Catalyst had me. But that's the great thing about him is he loves being a racehorse and he just wants to win. And he did a Jeff Thorne, he picked himself off the canvas, and the last 20 metres I felt that he's actually pulling away from Catalyst. So it was a Group 3 race, but I don't think anyone would argue with me that it was a Group 1 performance.
Well, that's the first time he's really been in a dogfight, isn't it? Because when Super Seth beat him, he got him late, out wide.
Yeah, exactly. He never seen. I saw Super Seth out of the corner of my eye, but he never seen him. And had he been like Catalyst, been up alongside him, I'm sure it would have been a different story.
Could you feel him lift, that will to win?
Yeah. It's just, like I said, that I think that was the most, the biggest thrill I got out of it. Is not only does he have the ability, but he's got the will to win, and you can't, something that you can't sort of train into him. There's something installed in them. They're either winners or they're not. And he certainly is.
He's a remarkable horse, not just for what he's been able to do on the track in his record, 9 wins and a short up-head second from 10 starts, but his constitution, like what happened at the Gold Coast, the build-up, the heat, the mishap, being kept on the highway for so long, for him to come back and return. Were there any little question marks or any concerns for you heading into Saturday about how he would have come through that whole ordeal?
To be honest, that's why David's such a master trainer. He spends so much time with him, and I'm sure if he had shown any signs he wouldn't have pushed forward. But I trialled him at the Sunny Coast, and I just couldn't believe, if anything, he improved from the Guineas. And I just, it's remarkable. But I think he's that type of horse. I think he just thrives on being a racehorse. He doesn't have to have long spells and long breaks. But I actually spent the whole week with him, and I couldn't be more happier, going into Saturday. So whatever concerns I had quickly diminished after Sunny Coast, and quickly diminished again on during the week.
So you think he's still improving, do you?
Yeah, I think he's just, like I said, thrives on being a racehorse. He's just certainly the... probably the best, he's the best horse I've had to deal with. So, and I've been lucky enough to deal with a few of them, but he's I probably spend a lot more time with his work preparation than a few of the others, and just his mannerisms. He just, like I said, thrives on being a racehorse.
Have you got a message for the Kiwis heading into the Guineas?
Bring it on.
Well, we can't wait. It's arguably going to be the contest of what is going to be a phenomenal autumn. Well done on Saturday. It's 1-0 as we stand, Alligator Blood over Catalyst, but the return bouts are going to be mouthwatering. Well done on the weekend, Ryan.
No, it's Michael. Cheers, mate.
Ryan Maloney there, jockey of Alligator Blood. And great vision on social media of the Kiwi camp, Clayton Chipperfield cheering on Catalyst. And when he just got beaten, he turned around, he still had a smile on his face saying what a great race it was. It was a contest to remember. And Clayton joins me this morning. Clayton, disappointment that you didn't get the victory on Saturday, but no disappointment in the performance. Good morning to you.
Morning. No, I left the race because I was thinking we'd won, you know. I was absolutely chuffed with his effort. We used that race to really hide any questions of us wondering if he was compatible over there, and he answered all our doubts, you know. He was certainly capable of competing them with the best after Saturday. We were chuffed with the run.
Well, we talk about improvement, and Ryan thinks there's still a bit of improvement, which is hard to believe, in Alligator Blood. How much is there more to come out of Catalyst? Because that was only his second run this time in.
Yeah, there's improvement there, for sure. He's looking for a mile. He needed the first up run at Ellerslie here. He had a real good blow. And he also had a healthy blow on Saturday as well, but did pull up very good. So there is improvement in there. We're going to see a different horse going into the mile race at even weights, for sure.
And also the first time look at Flemington, do you think there'll be much improvement to come out of that?
He's a sort of horse that nothing really fazes him, you know. I don't think the big crowd and the big track was too much of an issue. Going back to Flemington, obviously, now he's been there, it's going to be an advantage for him, of course. I just want to get that mile in there, because that's the race we've been setting him for, and to just be beaten a half head by an absolute superstar gives us more confidence going into the mile.
It wasn't a win, and it was only a Group 3, as I said to Ryan, but ahead of that race for excitement rate for you in your career?
Oh, by far the best. You know, like I said, I felt like we'd won the race. It was that good, and we were that happy with him. But to be off the bridle and have a dogfight for so long and neither horse give up was phenomenal to watch, and the feedback we're getting is just, it's unbelievable.
How'd he pull up?
100%. He left a handful of feed, cleaned his hay up, drank his water, and very happy bouncing around the paddock yesterday morning. So very happy with him going forward. He couldn't have possibly pulled up any better.
And you mentioned that feedback. What's it been like back home in New Zealand?
Oh, it's great. Everyone's, no one's bagging Alligator Blood. They all think he's a superstar, and they are just wanting a rematch. and it's great, you know. It's got everyone here interested in what's coming up now, because it's hitting the media big over here.
Did you have a bit of a chat to David Van Dyke or the Alligator Blood camp post race?
I did. I shook his hand and said good luck before the race, and he wandered past us after the race, and we had a good chat, and like we were congratulating each other. Really, he was telling us how great our horse is, and I was telling him how tough his war horse is. You know, he's a nice guy. I was pleased to meet him, really. He's actually a down-to-earth, nice guy.
Yeah, well, I think everyone's fallen in love with both camps, and it's great to see 2 3-year-old geldings who will be around for a while and continue this rivalry. Racing needs it, don't you think, Scott? Clayton?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And both of them being geldings, you know, they're off the market, and we could be having some ding-dongers like that one for hopefully a few seasons to come. That's what racing's all about, and it's building up the crowds. It's great.
Was it a pre-race plan to sit outside and try and eyeball Alligator Blood?
Well, leading into the race, a few days leading into the race, we thought we'd probably go back from that barrier draw and try and slingshot them, but the first three races on the day, they were on pace. So we changed our plan pretty quickly when James came out. I said, look, mate, we've got to hopefully get a good set and just do not let Alligator Blood get too far away from us, otherwise we just will not catch him. But to ping the gates like he did was great to see. I didn't think he would do that simply because he has been a bit slow over here. But he put himself right in the race and didn't have to do a lot to be there. And he had Alligator Blood right in his view the whole way. So it was super.
I suppose it gives you options regarding what barrier you draw in the guineas. But do you think he's better suited if he's got a more stalking position or coming from behind?
Oh, definitely better. With cover, if he can sit behind them and have cover and find a gap, he can slingshot them like he's showing back here, I think. With that rain that we had on the day, it just took the brilliance out of his sprint. Normally he could loom up like that, and when he gets a slap, he can sprint away from them. But just being the wet track, it just made it a real grinding dogfight, which was great to know that we can do that now. You know, up until Saturday, we didn't know if we've had nothing eyeball him all the way to the line like that. So at least we now know he doesn't give up.
Are you more confident, even though you got beaten on Saturday, of winning the guineas and then progressing on to an all-star mile and performing really well?
Definitely. We know we needed the mile. We're going to meet them at even weights. And to run like it did the other day did boost our confidence up, knowing we are now competitive. We do now know we are competitive in Australia. Because going into that race, obviously, travel, not running up against horses like that here in New Zealand, we just really didn't know what sort of horse we had. We knew we had a good horse here in New Zealand, but you just don't know until you're up against the best of what you got. And to do what he did, it certainly built our confidence up running into these mile races coming up.
Will you have any changes moving in? Obviously, D Lane takes a ride in the guineas. Will you tinker with any gear or anything in the build up?
Nothing will change except the jockey. James McDonald said a hood wouldn't have made any difference. Which is my opinion as well. He pinged the gate. He was off just off the pace, relaxed perfectly, and was fighting all the way to the line. So I don't think putting the hood back on him will make any difference. And it's probably better that we don't put it on, because if it ends up another dogfight like that, we'd like Catalyst to be able to see what's right beside him.
Well, it's going to be unbelievable. And the plan is still to head towards the All-Star Mile?
100%, yeah. We'll get through the guineas. I mean, the Group 1's the one we really want, that especially for Darcy Brahma. You know, he's owned by the same owners as Darcy Brahma, and if he can get the Group 1 guineas, that's 1 point Darcy couldn't do. You know, he ran second in it and got beaten by Patchy Cat.
Yeah.
So it'll be great to see him go out and do that. But, yeah, if he pulls up 100% after the guineas, we'll absolutely be going for the All-Star.
We love the battle of the build-up, and we are calling it a two-horse war, but Chenia was good in third place, and there's a horse from WA called Superstorm. Do you concede that it's a race with more chances than just the Blood and Catalyst?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. The third horse the other day was a super run. It looked like she may have tried to come up the inside halfway up the straight then. She's hooked out and come home really good. And look, the replay here stopped just after the line, but it looked like she was going to run straight past us after the post. So the further she goes, the better she's going to be as well. So it's certainly not going to be a two-horse race.
Well, we can't wait to the countdown and the build-up. What's life for Catalyst in between today and also the Australian Guineas? Will you do much with him?
Just kicking him over this week. I've got Robert Prescott looking after him, and Scotty's kicking him around for me. He just gave him a little bit of a trot this morning, make sure there was no leg issues and muscle pains, and he's giving us a thumbs up and saying he feels 100%. So we'll tick those boxes, but yeah, we'll just tick them over, and I'll be back there Friday night, and I might give him a little bit of half pace on Saturday if he's bright enough, and Damien Lane will come over next week and give him a gallop leading into the guineas.
Okay, will you stay here in the week build-up, or will you be bouncing between Australia and New Zealand?
No, I'll be there the whole week. I'll come over Friday, and I'll stay there until the Sunday after the guineas.
Well, let's hope you're going home with a headache and we get to see a clash just as good as we got to see in the CSA Stakes. Well done on the performance on the weekend. I think you've got even more fans in Australia now, despite the defeat and the way yourself and the camp have handled it. And as Matt Hill said, bring on the guineas.
Absolutely. Bring it on. Looking forward to it.
Followed by Dispatch and Tafane. So with 250 metres to go, over on the far side, Guy Trar and Red Zell together. Nature Strip and Loving Gabby's getting closer to Nature Strip on the near side. Guy Trar at the 100 over on the far side. Loving Gabby's run past Nature Strip. It's Guy Trar in front. Guy Trar! Guy Trar has won it. It's a blowout from Red Zell. Loving Gabby.
Guy Trar, too quick for some of the best sprinters in Australia, including the new Boom Galloper Nature Strip and the sprint star Red Zell. And what a moment for Gordon Richards, who every time he brings a horse to Victoria, and more recently, especially Flemington, they produce performances just like we saw in the Group 1 race on Saturday. Gordon joins me this morning. Gordon, congratulations, another great performance and a moment for Gitra that a lot of people were surprised about, but I'm sure it didn't take you by surprise because he's been such a good horse in his short career so far. Well done.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Were you confident heading into the race on Saturday despite coming up against the likes of Red Zell and Nature Strip?
Well, I was confident. He's come up very well this preparation, and the three gallops that he's had leading up to the race have all been good and better than sort of his last prep, and he keeps improving. But listening to the hype around the good horses and knowing they are good horses, what they've done is phenomenal. I was starting to second-guess myself going to the race and then just hoping for a good run, but he produced a good run for us and even better, which was good.
Gee, loves the straight, doesn't he?
He does. That's why after the spring, we decided to sort of map a program out to stick to the straight races, which brings the Lightning. We didn't even think about the Oakley Plate or anything else, just the Lightning and the Newmarket both being down the straight.
Was it a pre-race plan with yourself and Mark Zara to go to the inside? Did you have any insight or intel as to where Nature Strip was going to go, that they were going to split?
No, he didn't. Mark's opinion was that the inside, even though the race before that all come down the outside, he was still of the opinion the inside was better, and it helped that Kieran McAvoy had the same had the same idea, because if we'd have come down the inside on our own or with the I'm Excited and the two fast ones on the outside, or the two leaders on the outside, it might have been a different story. And that's what makes straight racing either good or ugly. I'm not sure. I personally don't like straight racing, but I'm starting to like it.
You should be liking it. Where you watched a race, did you think you had the race in control when he went past you? What were your thoughts during the run?
I did, but I was in the mounting enclosure and you're still a couple hundred metres from the winning post. And as they're coming towards you, it looks like he's got it all over him, but that's the nature of straight racing again. And the two on the outside, you weren't sure how they were lining up, you know. So I kept flicking back to the screen. Well, I had to go back to the screen after they went past us, and I was pretty confident he was going to win it. He had the measure of Red Zell, and the two on the outside were having trouble getting to him. So, yeah, the owners were all going off a little bit too early, I thought. But anyway, they didn't get embarrassed.
Well, he's only lightly raced, and he's almost won 900,000. Now, what did he cost?
Well, I thought it was 41, but I have to check. People just keep telling me 40, but perhaps I'll put that extra grand on for myself.
gee, it's a good buy now, isn't it?
He was a good buy, yeah. And from the first time I laid eyes on him, I liked the horse, and he hasn't let me down ever since.
Newmarket now, he's going to be one of the favourites. How do you think he'll go, hopefully, or more likely, a bigger field under handicap conditions down the famous straight?
Yeah, 1,200 is going to suit him ideally. The two runs he had before there, he got there by a lip in a 1,000-metre race and went back a couple of weeks later and won running away from him, so over 1,200. So I think the drop in weight and
the 1200 is going to be right, you know, barring bad luck, it's going to be in his favour.
Will he improve out of the Lightning?
Definitely. How much? I don't know. I know it's a bit of a cliche that he's only 80% fit or 90%. I don't know how they tell that. But he had three gallops leading up to this, two unofficial jump outs over a half mile and a half mile gallop between races a fortnight before, where it was a heavy eight and he was under a good hold the whole way, so he didn't actually get extended. So that's the first time he's been extended this prep. And I can see improvement in him. He pulled up really well. He's fresh as a daisy today at the track, and he's got 3 weeks to load up again. So, he'll improve on that. Well, how much? I can't tell you.
It's exciting times. You're heading towards a new market with, I think he's about third favourite in the market now. And I believe you're also being courted to head over to Royal Ascot as well.
Yeah, I was approached at the races on Saturday and haven't gone down to Tin Tacks, but it looks, the money's fantastic. I didn't think it was that good, but it's something we'll have to discuss or at least think about.
Would you prefer to go there because it's a straight race, or, you know, someone might knock on the door re-in Everest as well, especially if you win a new market?
I'll tell you what, if someone knocked on the door to run in the Everest, I wouldn't worry about not going there, that's for sure. I wouldn't hold out for a straight race.
Well, you never know. If he can put in a performance like he did on Saturday in the Newmarket, you'd have to think he'd be one of the number one seeds for a slot in the Everest. It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks, Gordon. Enjoy it.
No worries, buddy.
Don't forget, you can tune in every morning from 8:30.